Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Well, welcome to Career 360 right here on Money FM 89.3, which explores the labour landscape here in Singapore, your career and also lifelong learning as well.
Now, a recent HubSpot Academy study revealed that professionals here are keen to upskill and have now seen their efforts bear fruit. Half of those who have taken online job-related learning courses noted that this helped them secure jobs.
And they have done so to remain technologically savvy and relevant. So it looks like calls for professionals to embrace lifelong to future-proof their careers have been heeded.
Lifelong learning, I'm thinking as well, yeah. Joining us to tell us more about the study and its implications is James Gilbert, Director of APEC for HubSpot, a leading growth platform. James, thanks for coming today. James, how certain are job seekers, though, that it was upskilling that helped them secure those jobs?
They're pretty certain. It obviously varies a lot by what field they're in. I think when you're talking about digital marketers and salespeople and people in customer service, it's pretty clear that they're in roles where they need to continually evolve to stay present. And the best way to do that is really through a lot of these online learning courses. And then you get into other roles where more leadership roles and leadership courses that you can be taking. And then I think that's just one part of the overall picture of probably why you've had success in those roles.
Mm. How important is accreditation to employers? I mean, it can't be just any old online course, can it?
No, yeah, that's true. Accreditation's really important. I think, you know, it's one thing for somebody to say they've learned something, but the more important question is, have they learned it from somewhere that has a track record of demonstrating that they're a reputable source of that content and actually teach the relevant lessons? And so that's something that we've found with the HubSpot Academy that's been very important, is to have a high level of what it takes to get a certification, and that's then something that employers can trust in, knowing that a certain quality bar has been met. So we think it's very important.
Sometimes it also comes up after that course, I haven't been able to test out your skills. I don't know if you picked up any at all, even though it might be from a reputable place, but I just have to trust that it helps that it comes from a reputable place.
Yeah, so I think the fact that you've got it from a reputable place gets you pretty far. I think what gets you even further is if you are able to show that you actually have those skills. And I think people often say, oh, I haven't had the outlet to do that yet. But in a similar way to taking the initiative to do the course, I think there's a lot of ways people can take the initiative to demonstrate the things they've learned in the course. So they might start a blog on just a passion that they have, like food, for instance, and they might show their digital marketing skills through a side project like that.
Mm.
And actually, in our experience, we found that to have the most cut through if somebody's trying to get a job, if they can point to a side project where they've taken that initiative, that actually speaks very loudly to us as an employer in terms of the initiative we'd expect them to take in the job.
Mm. Mm-hmm. How else can the value of upskilling be reiterated to employees and employers alike?
Well, I think you need to start from the basic level that a lot of jobs now are continuing to evolve. Like if we look at digital marketing, for instance, there's new channels always coming online and people are trying to figure out what's the best way to use those channels for their digital marketing efforts. And in an evolving landscape, if you don't continue to evolve yourself, you're going to be left behind and another candidate that's taken more proactive efforts to learn the latest things from accredited places will stand out above you in the job market.
So James, earlier we mentioned that over at the HubSpot Academy, you've helped us out and figured out that actually professionals or employees have figured out that it is important to upskill, etc., right? But employer support is a little lacking. And there's this chicken and egg process that we might need some explanation.
Yeah, so I also fell into that trap when I first started my career. I remember when I got my first job, I was like, oh, this is awesome. They're going to train me on everything. And, you know, there's going to be week-long training courses and things like that. And that didn't happen. We did have some training courses. But again, if you look at some of the things that employees are needing to learn, they're constantly evolving, like digital marketing. And online learning platforms like the HubSpot Academy are far better suited than traditional classroom environments to that kind of learning. And the great thing about online platforms is that you can take it at your own pace. They're often free. So like the HubSpot Academy is a completely free resource and you can take it, you know, half an hour a week, if that's all you've got to spare. And over time, you can eventually finish that course. So I think it's far more flexible than what traditional learning has been. And it doesn't need your employer to even tell you to do it. Like you can, if you're wanting to progress your career, this is a very easy bit of initiative with no cost that you can pursue.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us, why is upskilling deemed a big company thing?
Yeah, so I think that goes back to what I thought as well when I started my career. I was like, I joined a big company and I thought, oh, they want me to be as productive as possible, so they're going to train me in all these things.
This is beyond the onboarding process you're talking about, James.
Yeah.
You had expected them to be teaching you a bit more.
I was a bit of a classic millennial with my expectations. I expected them to not teach me, to send me to the best places to do that, have the access to the best instructors. And you know, that's just not the reality. Like these companies, they have hired you to do a job and they're wanting you to do that job. And of course, they want you to be skilled. But I think the degree to which you get upskilled, it doesn't rest solely on the employer. It also rests on your shoulders. If you want to have a fast growing career, if you want access to new opportunities and promotions, you need to also look to yourself to take some initiative to make sure that you're performing as well as possible in your role.
But I reckon it needs to be somewhat collaborative, no? I mean, let's not put all the onus on you, all the onus on your employer.
Yeah.
How does that look, that collaborative relationship?
Yeah, so I think there it should be collaborative. That's obviously the ideal outcome. And I think it's just a question of you and your employer figuring out what is the best arrangement in your situation. So is it you getting some time off? Is it to do these courses? Is it you maybe getting an element of financial support if there's like resources that you need to get as part of the course or if it's a course that you need to pay for? So I think it's something to be addressed on a case-by-case basis, and it's absolutely something that should be on both people to figure out, the employer and the employee.
Is that the lack of support we were talking about from the study, that they're not given time off, perhaps companies aren't maybe supporting them financially to take
up a
course?
Yeah, that's a little bit of the perception. I think the reality is, again, it's on both of you to actually sort out. And at the end of the day, as an employee, I think, you know, if you're wanting to have a really fruitful career, you should take full ownership for that. And if, you know, your employer's not supporting it, but other employers are in your field, then I'd possibly look to those.
How can awareness, say, among smaller entities be raised with regard to long and short-term benefits of upskilling their staff? You know what they'll throw at you, right? Who's going to do the job if I send my people off for training, etc.?
Yeah, I think small businesses have it the toughest. You know, they, to your point, they have less people and often they have a similar amount of work. And so traditionally, the thought process has been, well, you know, I can't give those people time to do training because if they leave, there's literally no one else to do the job that keeps this business running. And I think in scenarios like that, again, it's just a case of figuring out with your employees where within their role, where they're trying to upskill, what are the different avenues to that, and then trying to figure out a plan that works for the business and works for the employee. And it might be something like, you know, a lot of our online courses, as I was mentioning earlier, you can do over whatever time frame works for you. And I think that's a good example of how you could adjust the amount of time off you would give that person, or possibly as a small business, you would pay them a bit extra to do it in their own time, knowing that you as a business owner are going to benefit a lot from them enhancing their skills in whatever it is they do for you.
Mm-hmm. No one wants to sit in a classroom anyway, right? For a couple of hours, couple of weeks or something. So these online bite-sized things really help.
Yeah, they really help. And you can also get access to the best teachers in the world. Like, I'm very jealous of kids that are at high school now or in primary school with the amount of extra resources that they have online. Like, when I think about the HubSpot Academy, we have Harvard professors teaching sales courses. We have influencers like Daniel Pink teaching persuasion courses, and all these things are under a certification that actually helps you get a job and helps you in your existing job. And, you know, that's just not something I'm going to find down the street in a classroom. It's something that I could only actually find online, and now I can consume it in my own time, even off my mobile phone if I needed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, James, what sort of support would MSMEs employees like to see from their employers?
I think they would like to see support in terms of coming up with a plan that's mutual. You know, everybody wanting a job and everybody in a job wants to know what progress looks like for them and how they can progress their career. And I think employers that come to the table and clearly identify what progress would look like and enables them to pursue courses that help them make that progress, I think is going to find that their employees stay around for a lot longer, a lot more satisfied on the job, and ultimately far more productive as well.
How different, though, are the challenges that large corporations face versus the smaller ones when it comes to wanting to get their staff upskilled?
I think the perception is that the challenges are very vast, that it's very easy for big companies to do this and very hard for small companies to do it. And I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. I think it is harder for small companies because, as we were mentioning earlier, oftentimes if they take somebody out of a role, there's not someone else doing it. But at the same time, it's vital to both businesses. You have someone doing a job for a reason. You need that job done, and a more productive person in that role who's been upskilled is going to do that job better, and that's ultimately going to benefit your business, whether it's a small business or large business.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, James, how can MSMEs quickly get started on this journey, and how does HubSpot come into play?
So I think they need to identify what skills it is that their employees are looking to upskill, and then if it's something along tied to business growth, whether it's marketing skills, sales skills, or customer service skills, the HubSpot Academy has a wide range of free content and certifications that are always kept up to date and would actually help them a lot in any of those roles.
James, what was the last thing you learned?
The last thing I learned is something I'm still learning, which is around WhatsApp marketing. We haven't actually released a course on this yet because WhatsApp has not fully opened up yet, but you can bet we will release a course. So at the moment, we're studying this internally, and this is a little bit the way that we as a company operate. So we're also trying to grow our business, and we're specialists in marketing, sales, and customer service, and our marketing team will experiment with whatever is very new, and then our HubSpot Academy team will look at that and go and look at the best resources and put together a course for our customers and for people that even aren't our customers but want to learn about it. So WhatsApp marketing is what I'm obsessed with at the moment.
Look at that, Bernard. You and I hanging our heads in shame. You know, Singaporeans, we get skills future credits where we can, with $500, go learn something, right? And of course, he and I have not learned anything. James Gilbert is director for APEC at HubSpot. You can find out more about what they do at hubspot.com, HUBSPOT.com. James, it's been a pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.